God knows what Andy pays.
I'm going to have lunch. I'm not going to get rid of it.
Look, we can sell it. We're going on vacation. We need the fuel. Go out and sell it.
It's too good.
Look, I'll tell you, I'll buy something on a credit card for you, but don't go out and sell the lunch. We can pick up a... We ought to be able to get $2-3. We get a six-pack out of that. Really. Charney, go sell the lunch. Five years ago, there was a horrible hurricane approaching the Texas coast, and it struck in the town of Corpus Christi. Being fully aware of this tragic event, an enormous news-gathering organization in Washington, D.C. at the time, Westinghouse Broadcasting, decided to call their radio station in Corpus Christi, which they did. It was during the hurricane they did get through Westinghouse News to this little station in Corpus Christi, Texas, but nobody was there except maybe the third-in-command engineer. And the last thing he knew what to do was how to do an interview. But it was the only thing that Westinghouse News had was this engineer way back in the bowels of this radio station while a hurricane raged outside. And here's the phone conversation and the interview on the hurricane tape.
KRYS.
This KRYS, Corpus Christi, Texas. We've been on the air since Friday morning, since this hurricane started out. Been any sleep since then?
Hey, you don't sound very tired, but I guess you've been working pretty hard.
We've been working very hard here. Our station manager, Tom Myers, he been working since last Thursday.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is Washington, Westinghouse News in Washington. I wonder if we could get a report from you on this hurricane.
My wife used Westinghouse appliances all the time. Report on what, sir?
on the hurricane you're having there.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, it's kept you up. I wonder, we'd like to feed it out to our stations, if you can give us a little bit about, you know, what's going on outside, what's happening to the people and so forth.
Well, the wind is blowing out there.
Well, wait a minute, I'll take it in 5 seconds, will you?
All right, sir.
All right, give us...
Okay, go ahead.
Give us a level.
All right. Do you want a level?
Yeah, a level.
All right. Do you want a level?
Don't count. Just, I mean, like, talk as if, you know, you were giving us the report.
Oh, yeah. This is KRYS in Corpus Christi, Texas.
All right, that's fine. Take it five.
All right. We've been here ever since Saturday when the Weather Bureau told us we was going to have a hurricane down here. And all staff's been up since then. We've been away from our wives, of course. And we've been working very hard. And outside, we don't have no damage reports yet. But the weather's pretty bad out there, we understand. We had a fellow in a mobile unit, but we ain't heard from him since Thursday. And we expect him to call sometime today if he has mind to, of course. Our general manager, A.C. Lloyd, Jr., he been going around the clock. He ain't had no sleep. And our news director, he been catching cat naps here and there. Now, as far as the weather is concerned, they're doing a great business down here on hurricane lamps. But that's about it. We don't have no news or no casualties or nothing like that. That's it from here, unless you got some questions you want to ask me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very interesting about your... I know you've been working very hard, but I mean, do you have any facts on where are the people, for instance? Have any of your staff been outside to observe what the storm has been doing to the city? Has there been any looting? Where are the people? What's happening?
Well, there's been some looting. That mobile man I told you about, I think that's why he ain't showed up since last Thursday. But as far as I know, the people here, they're taking the whole thing in stride. They're going about their business, buying hurricane lamps.
Do you expect that your station, the building, will be able to receive resist the full force of the wind?
Oh, no, no. Our tower went down last Friday. We ain't been on the air since Friday night. But we're going to ride this thing through and do what we can.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, sure.
Well, Jackie Morty, it's cue a tape on the machine and let her ripple.
Just put the tape on, and you want me to play the tape right now?
Yeah, just go ahead and take a chance on it.
Right, take a chance on it right now. Okay.
You're gonna love me.
Okay, you want me to play the tape right now?
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
There's old Schultz.
Dr. Schultz is back again.
Hey, Schultz.
You know, Gabby, haven't you met him, Doctor? What is this thing about Gene Autry's... You want us to...
Pay attention to old Gab.
Okay, yes. Gab.
Turn in, let her ripple.
Just let her rip right now, huh? Okay, here it comes.
Yeah.
Ripple.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing you showed up when he said that, isn't it?
I brought my shorts again, too, Jack.
Never mind about your shorts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jack Morton Lament, sung by the Hidden Harbor Job Opportunities Glee Club.
Out of the saddle again, just 'cause my music's not in. Where program directors feed on DJs like me, I'm out of the saddle again. Riding the board no more, they don't need my old rapport. I guess I'll have to learn to break dance, that's in. I'm out of the saddle again.
That was just...
Yeah. Leave that here. That's going to go on again.
That was just beautiful, guys. I don't know what to tell you. It was just...
Here, drink this. You're
well, I've already got
words.
This.
Oh, we got a bigger one. It's a Magnum here.
My daughter brought me a bottle of champagne. Bless
of course,
your heart there.
Kind of a lecherous old drunk.
You wouldn't
store.
Do it if you were under 18. There wouldn't be any more money, pal. By the way, have you got some little support money for your old dad? Should he get a little hairy? Just send the fuel money to Big Bay, Stewart Island. I'll get it. Thank you.
Here's Jack Morton, your friend at Seattle's KBI.
Oh. I've never even heard of Jack Morton.
Will you please leave me alone? All right, David, here's one for you and me. I hope. Where is it? Wait a minute, it's broken. Wait a minute, I'll fix that damn thing. Hold on a second here. Hit it a couple of times. It might work. Just go ahead and hit it. Okay, saw it. I don't care, but get the record fixed. Come on, you guys. Just fix the record. just go ahead and pound on it. Just hit it. Just hit the record. It's Gilberto and Getz. Will you just fix the record and get it over with? That's fine. Hit it. I think that might do it. I think we'll get it. Geez, I'm going to miss these engineers. They're so creative. Okay, fix the go ahead. Hit it a little bit like I have for you. Go ahead, pound on it. Go ahead. Let it have it. Now, once more. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Door closing. That's the thing, but don't ever let... Don't lose the Morton Lament.
I won't. Is that the back in the saddle?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
We'll put it right over here.
This afternoon.
Never lose.
All right.
It'll be on again.
That's all that matters. Friends, KVI wants you to know you can help ease the pain felt by over 100,000 hungry men, women, and children of King County. And to help, call the Food Resource Network at 632-1285. 632-1285. Will you leave my daughter alone, Calkins? Just leave her alone. She's taller than you are.
She got money in her pocket.
Well, don't talk to me about that, fella. When you look at all, it'll be mine pretty soon.
Better hurry.
Just leave her alone.
You asked for a better deal on household cleaning products. We heard you. We're...
KVI Seattle.
Little two-step, no romance, it's 2:30. And once again, before we leave you, again, KVI dips into the literary classics. Yes, we are proud to bring you something the library couldn't answer. A Morton rendition of something that shall live forever in the annals of several saloons. Yes, once again, we go around the corner and up your library book to one of the greatest literary classics ever told of love and devotion to a fellow man. We are proud to present, once again, Gunga Din.
With the enemy waiting in ambush, the humble water boy sees his beloved comrades rapidly approaching the deadly trap. He realizes fully well that sounding the bugle to warn them might mean certain death. Undaunted and oblivious to consequence, he bravely raises the bugle to his mouth and...
sculpted you and flayed you by the living God that made you. You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.
Oh, no. No, no, not again. I don't want to play it again. No, no. No, 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 no.
Play it again.
Never. No, no, no.
One more.
That's fine. From the top, here we go. I'll be there when you come out of the bridge. Here we go, big finish.
The very old KVI. We'll be back in a moment after this word.
You wouldn't believe it. I'm having fun and I have a cold. But I've been taking that new exclusive three-layer cold tablet that shrinks congestion and reduces swollen membranes. It's called Wristband.
Hey!
Hey! Thank goodness I can breathe again.
Hey!
And now a word from our alternate sponsor. Thank you, Commander Whitehead.
Hello, this is Glinda, the Good Witch of the Northwest. And to-to-to. Now come on, everyone. I want you to get your fat buns into your car. Jack Morton is there wherever you are. KVI Seattle.
On the road again. Just can't wait to...
Humor can be very funny. Nevertheless, Davidson says, I'm just waiting around to answer the phone. Calkins is here. Bob Eldred.
I answer the phone for Carolyn, by the way.
Oh, that'll cost...
There's a couple lanes of traffic are blocked somewhere, but I have no idea.
Well, it's somewhere between here and Mount St. Helens.
That's right.
Or here in Ellensburg, or here in Claylock.
So if you're driving somewhere, folks, you find two lanes of traffic blocked.
Don't say we didn't tell you.
We warned you.
Yeah, but geez, I like your work. You haven't lost a touch. KBI, it's 2:45, really. Throughout the years at KVI, a lot of sports has been done. Rod Belcher has done it here over years and years ago, and of course Raymond most recently, and Bob Robertson over the years, and I can't remember all the guys, but of course the guy that I worked more closely with for a longer period of time has been Ben Eldred. And Eldred, every time he ever came on the show with sports, no matter where this sport or this story originated, no matter what country or what language, he had it down to the nines. You never flubbed one on me.
Now, I didn't have any trouble, really, with the Navratilovas and the names like that. The ones I tripped over were Jones.
Yeah.
Smith.
And I
Brown.
Guess that's why you're still here. And Wynn Elliott is doing sports for CBS.
That's right. That's right.
But he can't do a retro tribuliva. He can't do
that
it.
That was close. That's as close as you've ever been.
Chris Everett is the Italian tennis champion she wanted in straight sets over Martina Navratilova in the men's semifinals. Well, it was a young, nice Czechoslovakian girl. In the men's semifinals, Ilya Nastase eliminated Stan Smith. The Bjorn Borg-Guillermo Villas match was suspended with the match at two sets apiece, and a game apiece in the fifth and final set, darkness got in the way. It's going to be decided Monday morning. That name is Navratilova. Oh, get it. In Miami, a boating tragedy. Skip Walther, brother of Indianapolis racer Salt Walther, was killed in a racing practice run. It rained in Baltimore hard enough to cancel the final round of the ladies' golf tournament, the winner by a stroke, defending champion Judy Rankin. It'll be officially announced tomorrow. The entire ABA Carolina Cougar hierarchy, general manager Shear and coaches Brown and Moe will join the Denver Rockets tomorrow. The Czechoslovakian girl's name is Navratilova. The Boston Red Sox made it 11 out of their last 14. They made it two straight over the White Sox. Petrocelli ricocheted two over the wall. Regardless of the Milwaukee Oakland outcome, the Sox will hold it. Well, Wynn Elliott Sports.
And he's still with CBS, and you're in here with me.
He could say Petrocelli ricocheted. That's not too bad.
Just about everything you need for painting is on sale now at Sears. Save $8.
Really sit and analyze what I, you know, I maybe go through a career change. And I looked at a lot of things and that I thought maybe I could do and do well. And I finally finally settled on one, and that's what I'm doing right now is nothing. I do it very well.
Memories, sweet and pure and clear. Memories, memories, ringing in my ear.
Last damn thing I have to do, and I screwed it up.
Here's Jack Morton, your friend at Seattle's KBI.
I've never even heard of Jack Morton.
And it probably will continue that way, too. Well, I only got about a minute left on this thing, and I don't have a record that's only a minute long. And the next few weeks, I may have a record that's several pages long, but not several minutes long. Shari came down, and Shannon, the most beautiful niece anybody in the world would ever have, just called. God bless her. You keep your chin up, sweetheart, and thank you. I love you, too. That's very nice. I really mean that. And Sharni's here. You know, I still get the two of them mixed up. I can't say Shari and Sharni. What are you writing, a note, tapping?
Procter & Gamble just called. And
Procter & Gamble?
They love you and Bob. Elvis.
Procter & Gamble?
Procter & Gamble?
Is that a law firm that I've...
I don't know. I have I gotten any sort of legal papers from them lately?
No, it's not me.
Ah.
No, I think I'm all right. Here's John Hendricks.
Yeah.
And do we all get together and incorporate...
Yes.
Unemployment
as a non-profit organization, right? Yes.
I about that time for me to get out of here and make way for the future. KBI is in mine.
Are you still rattling carts around?
I do it best.
Better than anyone
for
I ever heard.
21 years. I made a living at this. The most embarrassing time I ever had that I can think of that I can talk about right now is when I mispronounced Dolly Parton's name. Instead of a P, there was an F. I paused and tried to explain it.
Wrong.
Wrong. I'm going on vacation. I love you all. I'll never forget it.
Now is the time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now is the time to yield a sigh.
Yield it, yield it.
Now is the time to wend our way until we meet again some sunny day. Goodbye, goodbye, we're leaving you, Skeletor.
You know, there comes a time in everybody's life when they must say goodbye. That time is now, and so with tears in either eye, we say goodbye, as people have said throughout the years. We leave this mortal coil on which we strut and fret our weary way, as Shakespeare put it. God bless him. What a wonderful old chap Shakespeare was. Bald but sexy.
I've always liked that line.
It'll take that rhythm away with its wonderful melodies.
We are really having a good time. This is Charo with Jacques Martin. He really a lot of fun. He make me go coochie coochie.
Well, thank you, Charo. I thank you of all the people to talk to in the final moments of what we are doing here on this day, my last day. It's grabbed me right by the...
Shut up!
Miss America, and she is the first Miss America ever asked to give up her title. Good afternoon. I'm Carolyn Tappan, 570 KVI News. Pageant officials are requesting that Vanessa Williams turn in her crown. They're upset because the September issue of Penthouse magazine contained some nude pictures of the 21-year-old beauty queen.